The Consumer Electronics Show, CES, is an annual event where the tech industry showcases its latest gadgets. Among the many products on display, there are some that claim to have artificial intelligence, AI, capabilities. For example, Motion Sleep, a South Korean company, has developed an AI pillow that detects snoring and adjusts to alleviate it. Similarly, Samsung has introduced AI-capable household devices such as a vacuum cleaner and a washing machine that can assess different surfaces and fabrics. However, the definition of AI is vague, and many companies are stretching its meaning to attract attention and investment. This has led to concerns about false claims and misleading advertising. One of the main problems with AI is the lack of a universally accepted definition. This has resulted in a year of hype and companies exaggerating their AI capabilities. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, in the US has issued advisory notes cautioning companies against making baseless claims about AI. However, the FTC acknowledges that AI is an ambiguous term with multiple definitions, which further complicates the issue. As a journalist, it is challenging to assess the validity of these claims when companies provide little evidence to support them. Some companies are starting to move away from using the term AI and instead focus on specific AI techniques or models. For example, Rabbit's R1 device uses generative AI but does not heavily emphasize the term AI in its marketing. Similarly, Samsung's fridge that analyzes food and suggests recipes is a clear example of AI in action. However, the question arises as to whether consumers actually need their fridge to provide recipe suggestions. In conclusion, while there are many products claiming to have AI capabilities at CES, the definition of AI remains vague, and companies may be stretching the term to attract attention. The lack of a clear definition makes it difficult for consumers and journalists to assess the validity of these claims. Some companies are already moving away from using the term AI and focusing on specific AI techniques instead. Ultimately, consumers will decide whether they truly need AI-enabled products or if traditional, non-AI devices are sufficient for their needs.